Questions 41 to 45. Look at the questions. Now, you will hear the fourth talk. Listen to a man talking on the radio.
I just wanted to introduce this show by saying a word or two about the guitarist Steve Boehner. And though you may call me prejudiced because of our blood relation, I still hold him as the perfect example of a rock musician, of a rock guitarist. Why? He didn't play in any of the great bands, didn't create any of the classic riffs. Well, he was always there, first of all. He spent 50 years or so on the road, with no address more fixed than my parents' farm, where he used to hole up in for a month or so every 2 years. He played in 100 different bands, on 100 different albums as a studio guitarist, and his guitar playing is always fresh, sweet, and grinding. Second, he loved it, never stopped working on and perfecting his skills, never got jaded about the music business. He always told me how lucky he felt, being able to play music for a living. When he came to see us, he'd hold impromptu concerts out in the yard and sing, in his weak but true voice, all the great tunes of the day. People came from all around, and not only did he not sell tickets, he paid for all the barbecue those folks could eat. Finally, he was a teacher. He taught me to play guitar and at least 8 other boys I could name. When I meet a lot of guitarists through my job, it no longer surprises me to hear them say he taught them a trick or two in the break from some recording session he was taking part in.
Now you will hear the fourth talk again.
Listen to a man talking on the radio.
I just wanted to introduce this show by saying a word or two about the guitarist Steve Boehner. And though you may call me prejudiced because of our blood relation, I still hold him as the perfect example of a rock musician, of a rock guitarist. Why? He didn't play in any of the great bands, didn't create any of the classic riffs. Well, he was always there, first of all. He spent 50 years or so on the road, with no address more fixed than my parents' farm, where he used to hole up in for a month or so every 2 years. He played in 100 different bands, on 100 different albums as a studio guitarist, and his guitar playing is always fresh, sweet, and grinding. Second, he loved it, never stopped working on and perfecting his skills, never got jaded about the music business. He always told me how lucky he felt, being able to play music for a living. When he came to see us, he'd hold impromptu concerts out in the yard and sing, in his weak but true voice, all the great tunes of the day. People came from all around, and not only did he not sell tickets, he paid for all the barbecue those folks could eat. Finally, he was a teacher. He taught me to play guitar and at least 8 other boys I could name. When I meet a lot of guitarists through my job, it no longer surprises me to hear them say he taught them a trick or two in the break from some recording session he was taking part in.
Question 41.
What is the relationship between the speaker and the guitarist?
Question 42.
How often did the speaker see Steve Boehner growing up?
Question 43.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Never got jaded"?
Question 44.
What was Steve's attitude to being a musician?
Question 45.
How does the speaker feel about Steve Boehner?
End of test.